Welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thank you, Mark, and thank you for listening to this podcast at HoustonTexans.com. Today is Wednesday, November 25th, and head coach Gary Kubiak spoke with the media after practice at the Methodist Training Center. He answered numerous questions, but started by addressing the health status of linebacker D'Amico Ryans.
How's D'Amico?
He did not practice today. Ankle's pretty sore. We'll try to get something out of him tomorrow, maybe a little bit. It may be all the way to Friday before he practices, but obviously he's got a pretty sore ankle. Slayton did not practice neither, has a shoulder issue. Came out here and did a little rehab running and stuff, so hoping he gets something tomorrow, too.
What about your other injury?
Joe practiced, yeah. Well, we're pretty light today, you know, coming off the Monday night game, but Joe practiced Dominique practiced. So Jacoby practiced. So those guys are on their way to being fine.
Do you have any idea Eugene's going to be out?
Eugene looks like he's done for the year.
Okay.
Looks like he's going to have surgery. I don't know if I'm speaking out of turn here too fast, but yeah, it looks like Eugene's done for the season. We signed a safety, Brian Russell. Has that been announced yet, Coop? Am I speaking out of turn? Has now, huh? Signed safety Brian Russell, a veteran safety out of San Diego State. He's played a lot of football in this league. So, losing Eugene's tough. Boy, he played really well for us and done a hell of a job. So that's a tough loss.
Is it broken toes? Is that what it is?
Yeah, that's the way I understand it. There's two toes that are affected that need to be surgically repaired. That's all I know. So I don't know the details yet.
Talking about the team not scoring as many points as you would like in the last couple weeks, why do you think that they've slowed down after scoring so many in those three games we
won? I don't know. I mean, last week, we missed one turn in the red zone. We kicked a field goal, you know, so that's a situation there. We missed a couple of plays at the end of the game. If you score 17 or 20, you still got to win. I mean, your team's got to win. So we had every opportunity to win both of those football games. So would we like to go out there and score 30 a week? You bet. You know, that's our goal. But we got to be able to win low-scoring games, high-scoring games, whatever in the heck they are. We got to find a way to win.
So it's not anything specific that the offense isn't doing that maybe it used to be?
We're adjusting as an offense. You know, obviously losing Owen Daniels, there's been an adjustment period for us and what we're doing. Obviously, we're playing a bunch of backs as we search for the one to step up and do the most consistent job for us. But regardless of who's playing, what you're doing, you got to find a way to move the ball and score some points. And, like I said, like to get more than we got the last couple of weeks.
How difficult is it to go from facing a team like the Titans that run almost all the time to dealing with Peyton Manning in the best passing game in the league?
Well, I mean, it's difficult, but the fact that we, you know, play these guys all the time and we're catching these guys within a three-week period, so it makes it a little bit easier to adjust. I mean, it's just part of this game. You know, it changes every week. But with this short turnaround coming off a Monday night game, playing a team we're very familiar with, obviously help us get ready to play.
Having right. Three or four games against them have been close ones. That would tend us to believe that Chris Brown's going to be a factor. Are you confident in Chris? If it comes down to a kick at the end, he's going to hit it?
Yeah, just like I told you yesterday, I'm very confident in him. And he'll go out there and do his job, and he's working his tail off. But I've got confidence in him. The team has confidence in him.
How impressed have you been with your tight ends since losing Owen with James and Joel? And
well, I think they're a work in progress, you know. But Joel has been a consistent performer for this team for a long time. I was very impressed with Casey the other night. I think he's going to only get better. The young kid Hill out of North Carolina State has played a little bit. I'm hoping he plays more as we move forward. But we got a good group. You know, we got some depth there, and they're getting an opportunity because of OD's situation to be a big part of what we're doing.
Do you expect to have Jacoby back in special teams, or are you still going to go with
Well,
Glenn?
You know, I think we all we do is we look, we got a lot of confidence in Glenn. So Jacoby's going to have to be 100% and be himself. So we'll see. I mean, we didn't do enough today for me to sit here and make a decision on something like that. I'll make that decision over the next couple of days.
Coach, you've been in a lot of close games recently. Can you talk about what kind of effect these close ones have had on this team and how frustrating it might be to come up short in this situation?
Well, anytime you get beat, it's frustrating. But we got to find a way to finish. You know, we got to find a way to finish a game. Whoever's got to make that play, whether it's a kick, a throw, a sack, an interception. I mean, you're right. We've been in some great games, but good teams find a way to win those games. I mean, you look at the Colts. I mean, they're a heck of a football team. Look at the last three or four games they've won. They've won some 18, 15 games, 17, 15, or 14 to 9 game or something. What was that against? I mean, they win low scoring, they win high scoring. I mean, that's part of this business. You got to find a way to win. And you know, we've been there. We haven't made the play at the end to get it done.
Here, I know you touched on this earlier, but the significance of the loss of Eugene.
It's tough, Mark, because he has played very, very well for us, and you know, was a tremendous pickup for us last year. So. We'll miss him. You know, we'll miss him, but we have to adjust again. And JB will come in and do a good job, and hopefully Barber's healthy enough to come in and help us too.
So that's BC will be your guy.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's right now where we go. I think you're going to see us play probably a variety of guys, but you know, that's the immediate response. And you know, we got to see right now Dominique. I have to see where he's at. He did practice today.
What have you liked about BC?
He's just smart, very, very smart, knows what's going on, got a great head for the game as far as, you know, being in the right spot. And, you know, he's a typical guy in this league that's, you know, bounced around and getting a great opportunity here, so expect him to take advantage of it. I was impressed with what he did that night.
I know when you lose any starter, it's difficult, but when you lose one in the secondary like that, and you're going up against Manning, how much does that magnify it?
Well, that makes it even tougher. I mean, obviously, you like to have Eugene back there roaming around, but that's part of the game, so... You know, we've had to adjust through guards, through tight ends. Now we adjust through safeties. That's part of this league. You have to be able to adjust and move on.
Slayton continue right where he was from last week?
Are you talking about?
Starting that kind of
thing. Well, I mean, we'll see. He didn't practice today, Mark. You weren't here earlier. He's his shoulder bothering him a little bit, so we'll see. You know, we'll see what happens.
How are you, is it day-to-day, the shoulder?
Until he gets back out here. I mean, he wasn't able to do much today. We'll see what he can do tomorrow.